My name is Sarah Grady, and I'm the director of the children's program here at the festival. So I look after all our events for families, all our events for schools, and all of our outreach and education activity. But today, I'm most excited because we're sitting on site. You'll probably hear some of the banging and hammers and screws and noise of everything getting put together right now. But I'm most excited about opening weekend. We're days away right now from everyone flooding through our gates to see all of our authors. So I thought I'd give you an update of some of the things we have that's coming and some of the lovely things that we think you should come and see. This weekend, I'm particularly excited. One of the things that we always try to do with the program is make our opening weekend a sort of mini festival, celebrating all of the ideas, introducing all of our themes as a way to kick things off in the spirit of the festival. So, our opening event, actually, the first morning, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we have an international superstar coming all the way from Australia, Garth Nix. If you know the name, it's been a bestseller for years. He's had two massive series. He's written books that are selling all over the world. He's coming exclusively to Edinburgh for a brand new event to talk about his exciting books. And it's going to be such a wonderful way for us to start the festival for families. I'm so excited about this. And it's a great way for us to celebrate international writers. One of the things that Edinburgh is renowned for as a festival is celebrating writing from all over the world. This year in the children's program, we'll have writers from a dozen different countries celebrating folklore and fairy tales and the languages and stories that come from around the world. So to start with our first event with one of our international writers is such a thrilling thing for me, and I think it'll be quite a treat for our audiences since it's not an author that you get to see very often. Then Sunday, another one of our international authors that's so incredibly exciting is Cornelia Funke. She's originally German. She wrote the Inkheart trilogy, which came out as a feature film about a year ago, which you may have seen, about a girl who reads stories so vividly, the characters literally jump off the page and into the real world. They were massive bestsellers. They're beautiful books. But one of the most exciting things is Cornelia's new book is coming out the 14th of September. All over the world, they all have the same release date. They're under lock and key. Almost no one anywhere has been able to get a hand on this book's manuscript. You could probably bribe your firstborn child and your grandmother together and not be able to see what's coming. But Cornelia will be here in August, a whole month before this book comes out, to talk to our audience about what's coming next. So for fans that knew the old books or saw the film, I think it'll be a great way to move on. But also for new audiences, it's a whole new series, it's a whole new world. The book's called Reckless, and it's a sort of Grimm's fairy tale, dark gothic forest of evil witches and warlocks and monsters and dragons and enchantments. I have read a little bit of it, not very much, a very tiny bit as a sneak preview, and it's incredibly exciting to have that here this weekend. I think it'll be a great thing for us. The only other book that I think I'll mention this weekend, and there will be something like 40 children's events over the course of the weekend, is a guy named Barry Hutchinson, and you should remember the name because it's his first book. He's a brand new author. He's Scottish, and it's Barry Darren Shan. If you've read the Darren Shan books, they're horror stories, very creepy. It's the first book I read this year that actually gave me nightmares. It's about a boy, it starts with a boy, who had an invisible friend when he was a little kid, which lots of people do when they're small. And you sort of, a lot of people grow out of it and you don't have one anymore. But this boy's invisible friend is so angry, he's been completely neglected, that he suddenly comes back and starts haunting this kid. So there's banging noises in the attic and very creepy things happening, and it's absolutely terrifying and incredibly fun. And for our first book, I think he's one of the superstars of tomorrow. Now is the time to see him. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you can come this weekend. Do come and say hi. And obviously, we're here for the next couple of weeks, so I hope you can come on down.